The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Joffrey Reynolds.
Who is Joffrey Reynolds?
Running back, Calgary Stampeders.
Be sure to follow Mac on Twitter at MacJMorey25.
Four touchdowns, drops a 40-burger on me.
This is your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the man, the myth, the Mac.
Woo, that's right. Wakey, wakey, you feel well rested? That's right, you got an extra hour of sleep today. Just in time for week 9 of the NFL season. That's right. We are here. We have hit the halfway point. Actually, Mac, we won't hit the halfway point in the season until halfway through the games at noon today. Okay, fine. We're still at the halfway point in my mind. The NFL screwed that up once they added a 17th game to have an even halfway point. How you living? How you doing? How you feeling? Are you ready for some football? Thanks for tuning in live for the next hour. Fantasy Football Sunday is with you right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they play one. I don't know if you've heard, they've got a game today. It's a pretty big one. At Buffalo, last game over there at Orchard Park. Going to be exciting. Hopefully the last game there at Orchard Park. You know what? If not, I hope they meet again in the AFC Championship game at Orchard Park, and the Chiefs kick the you-know-what out of Buffalo to go to their fourth straight Super Bowl and end their time in that stadium. That would be poetic. It would be beautiful. And that's what I want. But either way, the Chiefs play today at 3:25. You can listen to all the action right here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm live with you for the next hour. Jay Binkley on After Hours, live with you from 10 until noon. And then our guy Josh Briscoe takes over right at high noon for the Chiefs pregame show. And then you can be joined by Josh Klingler, Mitch Holtis, Dane and Hughes, and they will carry you on through the game. And then, of course, Josh Briscoe after to answer all of your texts, answer all of your calls, just like I will be doing for the next hour live right now on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Make sure you lock in and text in all of your questions. I will answer the best I can. The last 15 to 20 minutes of the show is dedicated directly to you guys, the listener. And of course, you can watch us too. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, live on The Fan 965, streaming right now so you can see my beautiful face, my new haircut, all the things. Jacob Mustard behind the keys helping me out. He's got, he's extended Halloween. He's got his Tom Brady number 12, New England Patriots jersey on. So thanks for that, Mustard. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
But the show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Fantasy Football Sunday with myself, Mac Morey, live for the next hour and counting now. We've got injuries. We've got byes, but not like last week, right? Bye-mageddon was insane. Six teams run by last week. This week, four. But the four doesn't feel as monumental. It doesn't feel like it's going to hurt your fantasy lineups as much. You've got the Browns and the Jets, the Eagles and the Bucks. So half of those Browns and Jets, I don't want you too involved with those rosters anyways, right? Like if you're making or breaking your roster on guys on those teams, you're probably not having the best season, right? But Eagles and Bucks, I get you. Those could hit you hard. The Bucks probably already have, though, right? Because if you've been a part of the Bucks offense, everyone, and I mean legitimately everyone's gotten hurt. Rashad White now suffering an injury. Bucky Irving hurt. Chris Godwin's still not back. Of course, Mike Evans with that collarbone injury, they are hopeful for him to come back for the playoffs, but not the fantasy football playoffs. So he's out as far as fantasy football is concerned. Baker Mayfield, the one still standing there, knock on wood that he stays there, because number six is certainly fun to watch. We've got injury reports as it relates to fantasy football, and I'll tell you kind of what it means, how to go about this. Ricky Pearsall for the 49ers, still hurt. Talk about another team struggling with injuries. I mean, everyone has been out for the 49ers. This is just the second year in the last seven or eight that they've kind of suffered a season like this. And then we've got Ramondre Stevenson for the Patriots, Dontavian Wicks for the Packers, Luther Burden for the Bears, Roschon Johnson and DeAndre Swift for the Chicago Bears. That means Kyle Manungai is the guy today. No pun intended. He's the Manungai today. A little over 50% rostered in ESPN League, so there is technically a chance, possibly, if you're waking up in a 10-man, little bit more cash league, that he's just sitting there. He's the starting running back for the Bears against the Bengals today. That's who they play. One of the worst defenses in the league. Manungai could go off, and he will be right next to Caleb Williams for the duration of that game, it seems, with both their running backs being hurt. Marvin Mims for the Bears. That means more play for Troy Franklin. That means more play for some of their other weapons as well. Calvin Ridley, man, talk about a swing and a miss for me this season. Calvin Ridley was one of my guys. I was really in on him, Mustard.
Yeah, I mean, I was too. He's just been disappointing.
Very.
I mean,
very.
We kind of expected, honestly, I think from the couple of Titans games I've caught, Cam Ward has been putting the ball on the money. It's just, I've seen so many drops from Ridley, and now he's been in and out of the injury reports, and he's just definitely probably one of the biggest busts this year.
100%. 100%. And it's crazy because I watch him too. I don't see like a lack of separation, a lack of athleticism. Like, I still think he's a good athlete and a solid like player, I guess. But like, it would take him going to a great team to have some sort of shine. He is not going to do it on what is the worst team in football probably right now in the Tennessee Titans. Calvin Ridley out today. Craig Reynolds out. Travis Hunter, man, going on the IR with a knee injury that he suffered in practice. For Travis Hunter owners, that really sucks because the last few weeks he had kind of turned around what seemingly was a bust beginning to the season. The last month or so, he's been, I don't want to say dynamite, but he's been getting number one target share due to Brian Thomas's just fall off, collapse, utter disgust of a performance and of a showing so far from what was just a total stud last year, Brian Thomas Jr. Travis Hunter going to be out for at least the next 4 weeks. Tim Patrick not going to see the field today. Isaiah Pacheco for your Kansas City Chiefs also out. Kareem Hunt, huge play. We're going to talk about that. We'll spend a little bit of time, of course, on the Chiefs-Bills game and on every game during our next segment, which is Max Matchups. And, of course, we end the show with your questions. Start or Sit is the name. So text in 913-586-7965. I see some of you on the text line already getting ahead of things, getting going and asking all of your questions. And then I scroll down a little further and I see some texts from last night about the World Series. What a series. What a game. Toronto Blue Jays fans, I apologize immensely. That is just, that heartbreak is something I would never want to feel, but I know that I have. I have felt that. I'm rooting for this team that we'll watch today at 325. But I've also felt the exact opposite way more than those Blue Jays fans have, so I really can't imagine. Isaiah Pacheco out again. That leaves the door open for Kareem Hunt. Rashard Smith as well as a stash. I wouldn't play him today. But if he's available on your leagues, which I'm sure that he is in most of your leagues, he's a stash. Rashard Smith, there's a chance by week 12, by the fantasy football playoffs, that he's beginning to emerge as the bell cow for the Chiefs. If they're, man, bell cow is a strong word in Kansas City for an Andy Reid-led offense. But the RB1, the guy getting more percentage of the snaps, they've yet to really unleash him as a runner. So I'd love to see Rashard Smith get some carries before I cement that take. Josh Palmer, he's going to be missing time for the Chargers today. And then T-Mac, Scary Terry, Stank's been in and out of the lineup for the Commanders today. The Commanders with a big matchup today as well. Trying to remember what it was. I just remember. Yeah, because it's prime time. You got Seahawks at Commanders tonight. So a huge game against a really good defense in Seattle. They're going to be out without their number one option in Terry McLaurin. So we can talk about what that means as well. There's a guy with the last name McCaffrey, and it's not Christian. That could mean something for those Commanders. Guys, you could get in a pinch. Listen, we did this, panic watch. We'll do some guys you could get in a pinch as well, but there are some panic watch things that we're watching as well. Trayvon Henderson, this is his time. Listen, no Ramondre Stevenson today. Ramondre Stevenson is out today. Sorry, I'm just getting so excited. We've talked about the explosion, the what we felt imminent explosion of Trayvon Henderson that we've, you know, been crickets on. We've been left on hold. We've been left forgotten with Trayvon Henderson. Mike Vrabel said, "You're number one in my book. Sorry, not going to work this season," but now he kind of has to. Terrell Jennings is a possible play, possible pickup as well, as this is Mustard's team. I'll leave it to you. Is it finally Trayvon Henderson time today?
Yes. I mean, you've been waiting all season. We said yes, stash your please. Rookies. And, I mean, this is the time you play them. When there's an injury, there's actually been two injuries with the Gibson season-ending injury, and now Ramondre's out for a season and, you know, or out for the week. I don't like the matchup against the Falcons. They have a good front and this could end up turning into a lot of Drake May passing volume, but still that's what Henderson is. He's a third down running back. He is good out of the backfield. They get him in space. I'm sure there'll be some design touches. This is the week you play him. And ultimately, if you sit him on your bench, he's going to put up 20. And if you start him, he's going to give you like 2.5 or so.
Exactly. That's exactly the way it's worked with him. He's had some good plays. I mean, was it last week that we were texting and it was like, okay, hey, a couple nice runs. He was in at the beginning of the game. It was like 2 carries for 30 yards. It was like, whoa, there's that explosion. There's that burst that we knew we could provide to the offense. And then he has a fumble later on in the game. And you're going, damn it. Okay.
Immediately back to the doghouse.
Yes.
And it's like, when he's on the field and they give him a lot of toss plays, so he has those Jahmyr Gibbs types runs where he can take them to the house. You can tell he's faster than everybody else on the field. He hasn't gotten the chance.
So he is on panic watch if he does not perform today. Trayvon Henderson, Bill Merritt. I know he played the Chiefs last week, and that's one of the tougher run defenses in the NFL. But it just hasn't been good for him even before that. It's been inconsistent, and he was praised. Rewarded in the offseason as being this like new unsung hero. He's got a fun name, Bill Kroski Merritt, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. He goes by Bill. It's this whole thing. He has not lived up to any of that. Matthew Golden for the Packers. This team is fifth in scoring in the NFL, and he has not had a touchdown all season. I've been patient. I drafted him in my dynasty league, but it has not come to fruition this season. I'm not out on him for the rest of the year completely, but as far as playing him, having hope for a big catch, like it's not happening. The Christian Watson addition does not help his case either. Baker Mayfield, listen, we talked about the Bucs, we talked about their injuries, but playing him in your starting lineup right now is a little bit of a risk. It's not been great the last few weeks. They're extremely injured, and they think they have a bye week next week. This week? Oh, yeah, you're right. They're not playing this week, so you couldn't even play him this week if you wanted to. But yes, bye week this week, that needs to be a huge recoup for him. He is on panic watch. Caleb Williams, gosh, they play the Cincinnati Bengals today. This has to be a day for him to get back. Last week was his worst game against a Ravens defense that I know is healthier, that I know has gotten back some of their main horses. But man, that was needed to be a little bit more of a get right game than it ended up being. So he needs to improve. He needs to look good today. Definitely, we've already have a text about him or a Jackson Dart, I believe it was, and we'll answer that later on the show, but I'll give you a sneak peek of what starter sit is the last 15, 20 minutes. I'd start Jackson Dart, I think. And that's a risk because of the Bengals, because of the matchup, but Jackson Dart has a much bigger upside when it comes to running. He's got rush touchdowns in like 4 of the 5 games he's played or something like that. Like there's just more upside there. And that is what the last 15 or 20 minutes of the show is. It's dedicated to you. 913-586-7965 to send in your start or sit questions. Oh, I've got 3 open spots for these 4 guys, or I don't know about this guy or this guy, this QB, whatever it is. 913-586-7965. And for reference, for the panic watch, last week Romo Dunze was on panic watch for me, and he responded with over 100 yards. So just because you're on panic watch doesn't mean you shouldn't completely play him, but it is something to monitor. Alvin Kamara, he was on panic watch to juxtapose that example, and he did only have 5 points last week in half PPR. He was a huge disappointment and a bust last week. Chuba Hubbard, I called it perfectly last week on panic watch. I said, if you play Chuba Hubbard, you need to be hoping for a touchdown. You need to be hoping for a red zone touch. That will save his day. He had 9 points and a touchdown. Without that touchdown, you do the math. It's 3. So that, right? And Justin Jefferson, he was on panic watch for where he was drafted, how much money you spent on him. Guess what? I think he had 12 points or something. Like, he's a flex. Justin Jefferson this season is a flex, which sucks. Not only for your fantasy teams, but for watching the Vikings, it sucks because he's one of the best players to watch every Sunday. And we've been stripped of his just jaw-dropping plays and playmaking ability a little bit because of the quarterback stuff there. Big game for them as well. They're at Detroit. Their season's pretty much over. If they lose this game today, and there's a lot of question marks that'll start to arise with their QB, with their first-round pick, national champion at one point, J.J. McCarthy. And that is a little bit of a preview of what's up next right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's Max Matchups. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sunday live with you for the next 45 minutes. It's Jacob Mustard. It's Mac Morey live. Brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's time for Max Matchups.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Not lying, I haven't. I haven't done that. That is true. That is the truth. Good morning to you on a Sunday, week 9 of the NFL, getting ready for it and getting ready to help you guys for the next 45 minutes right here on Fantasy Football Sunday. Jacob Mustard, myself, Mac Morey, with you guys on this wonderful show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. You can listen right here on 96.5 The Fan on your radio dial, on your Odyssey app, or you can go to YouTube, you can go to Twitter, you can go to Facebook, you can go to Twitch on The Fan 965. We are streaming live right now, so you can watch us too. And ask all of your questions on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. The last 20 minutes of the show, all about you. Start or sit. Text segment 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965 is the number to be a part of the show. All right, Max matchups. Let's go through them, brother. We start with the noon games. 49ers at Giants. Listen, we talked about the injuries for the 49ers. They are ravaged, man. There's no Pearsall. That means more CMC, more Kittle. Those are the two guys. I don't have to tell you to start Christian McCaffrey, right? Juwan Jennings has had 7 targets in each of his last 2 weeks. I'd give him a chance. He's getting the ball thrown to him. As far as the Giants are concerned, listen, Tyrone Tracy was the biggest waiver wire addition in most leagues this week, and he's a smash start. Jackson Dart, also a guy I'm still starting. I talked about it before we went to break. Someone had a question about him or Caleb Williams. Listen, I'd go Dart just because of the ability for him to run the ball. He's had multiple rushing touchdowns. He's had at least 30 yards rushing, I believe, in every game. And I think he's going to have to carry. And again, he's playing a defense that's also extremely injured. And it's at New York. This is a game that I think San Francisco could take conservatively as well due to their injuries playing on MetLife. They've had massive injuries at MetLife in seasons past. I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle Shanahan says, hey, all these guys that are questionable to play today, they're not going. We'll go 5-4 if we have to, or I'm Kyle Shanahan and I'm a robot and I'll make sure our team wins. We'll get to 6-3 without any of these guys. Okay, so that's it for 49ers at Giants. Oh, is my computer up?
Yes, it is. Sorry.
Oh, I can't hear it. That's weird. Can you hear that? Are you sure it is?
Try it again.
Try it again. Let's turn it down just a bit, and then that is the transition. All right, next
game.
Sorry
about that, guys.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. That's actually the you know, I'll give you some inside baseball on that later, so that's not all your fault. Chargers at Titans. Full panic mode on Quentin Johnston right now. Forgot to mention him in Panic Watch, but Quentin Johnston is there. I mean, the last month of the season has been just a huge disappointment, but also like back down to what we expected Quentin Johnston to be. It more rather than a disappointment, I guess the first 4 weeks of the season really are a surprise more than the last 4 weeks are a disappointment, I guess. If you're desperate at wide receiver, this is the last chance to give him a shot because they are playing the Tennessee Titans, which also means it could be a running script, right? You don't ever know. Like they could be up 21-0 in the first quarter and be like, all right, here's Kamani Vidal. Here's Haskins. Here's, you know, whoever else is available to run the football right now for the Chargers. Not a long list of guys. Vidal, obviously a must start. And I'm not starting any Tennessee Titans. I don't think that's crazy to stay. But yeah, I'm not, like Tony Pollard. Like I mentioned him a couple weeks ago. Now, Mustard was correct to say last week or 2 weeks ago. Now, with the addition of Tajay Spears back, Tony Pollard's not even a flex option anymore.
No, both of them are very high-end. I don't know. High-end is the right word. Maybe mid-end. Handcuff running backs. If one goes down, the other is definitely a flex start for you. Yep. And if you're in a deeper roster, deeper league, you could probably still get one of these guys off waivers just because people are so afraid of them. But yeah, it's definitely one where you could stash one and just wait for the injury. But I'm not wanting to touch either of them right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, before, again, I was always saying like Pollard was 9-12 points. Well, now he's like 4-6 because of Tajay Spears. You know, cut that in half. That's really what it is. And all the passing downs, they're going to Spears. Man, Pollard's got to get out of that situation. He's still got juice. All right, next game. Vikings-Lions. This is a huge game for Minnesota. Listen, the season is on the line. There's going to be a lot of question marks about J.J. McCarthy if he doesn't play well today. J.J. McCarthy, this is his second year in the league, but he's played 2 games. It's crazy. Injured all of last year with the meniscus. He's played 2 games. He's played 1 good quarter in the time he's been in the NFL. That's it. He's played 7 atrocious quarters, and you could come up with justifications for that, right? You could say, well, that second game he got hurt, and the first game was his first game. So against a Bears defense that that's had okay moments throughout the year, but has also looked really bad at times too. So that's a weird defensive unit, but nothing surprising here as far as who to start. Jordan Addison's still a flex play for the Vikings. Again, Justin Jefferson is the same. He's kind of a flex play. There's not wide receiver 1 or 2s. Maybe he's a wide receiver 2, but you catch my drift there. No surprises there in that matchup. Falcons at Patriots. The Falcons are the weirdest team in the NFL. I do not know how to read this football team. Penix, I think, is going to be back. So I'd start Drake London if he's going to play, which I believe he is. Kyle Pitts as well. London is still averaging 12 points a game, which is still solid. Like, he's still a flex. And Pitts is tight end 13, which for this season is good. I know this last season and the beginning of this season when I've been on the show and you guys have been so gracious as to tune into 96.5 The Fan every Sunday morning for Fantasy Football Sundays with Jacob Mustard and myself. I've told you it's a desolate wasteland for tight ends. This season it's been a lot better. The grass actually has been greener on the other side if you waited, if you passed on the, you know, Bowers or whoever the guys are. And actually, the Laportas, the Bowers, some of those top guys really haven't panned out due to injury, due to role, due to whatever it may be. Kyle Pitts, tight end 13, which is still pretty good. He's had 19 targets and 16 catches over the last 2 weeks. And then for the Patriots guys, I told you, we talked about it. Mustard, it is Travion Henderson time. It's time. There's no Ramondre Stevenson. He's been the bell cow for the Patriots. Again, Terrell Jennings, if you're in a deep league, could possibly get some carries. You think that's right, Terrell Jennings?
Yeah, I mean, Vrabel's come out and praised Jennings these past couple days. Even last week, they had to elevate him from the practice squad due to the Gibson injury and a couple other running backs who have gone down. And so he got some good burn time last week, got accustomed to in a blowout game against a really good defense, and he looked all right. So I would not be surprised if they do a split backfield. I do, however, think Henderson is going to get the bulk of maybe not the carries, but the percentage snaps on the field, which gives you a better chance for more points.
And I think long-term for Henderson, if he plays well today, I don't think he'll be the RB1 after today if he plays well, but like he'll have a role, like a legitimate, like you can play him every week type role. Now for Ramondre Stevenson owners, it's so funny. This show's been so Travion Henderson focused that I've left you Ramondre Stevenson owners in the dust a little bit. I've cold shouldered you. If you're rooting against Henderson a little bit today, if you're a Stevenson owner, I mean, simple facts.
I honestly don't think Ramondre's role is going to be impacted that much.
You don't think it'll be diminished at all?
No, I mean, once he comes back, I mean, we've already seen him. I would have benched him. I think anybody in the NFL would have benched him for the amount of fumbles he had.
Yeah.
And he's still got extra carries and more opportunities. And he's proven good on those. I mean, he's a top fantasy aspect, at least to be a flex spot for rosters who definitely don't have the running back depth that everyone is kind of dealing with all these injuries. But I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll come back. He's still going to get the goal line touches. Like you said, he's the bruiser. He's the hand it off. You need 2 yards. You're on the goal line. He's going to get you extra fantasy points there for getting all these touchdowns in a Patriots offense who has scored over 30 the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Drake May. Exciting. Is he it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the charts? He's in the top right of every chart I've seen.
I love it. He goes, oh yeah, he's it. No, that's true. For reference, I mean, this is a guy who played DeMarco Murray, not Cowboys DeMarco Murray, and he also played. Oh, God, I'm trying to pull up the roster here. He also played another running back who you wouldn't know as well over Derrick Henry for the first 2 years of his career. This is a guy in Mike Vrabel who will wait. He doesn't give a rip about who you want to play, who's great. Oh, he went to Alabama. No, he's going to wait, and then he'll play. But yeah, I can't remember. It was DeMarco Murray. Then there was someone else, I believe, who also got a lot of running time before Derrick Henry finally was unleashed to the NFL. But either way, Patriots, Travion Henderson, it is time. And that offense, it's time for them, too. And that if you're a part of that Patriots offense, man, like Kayshon Booty's a guy you should be giving chances to right now. That's an easy schedule, too. Like, they're not playing a lot of defenses that you're scared of, the Patriots. So an offense that you want to be a part of, one of those surprise offenses that if you got a Drake May and one of their Stevenson or Diggs or whatever, that you kind of been pleasantly surprised is, you know, it's kind of bang for your buck for how much you've spent, for how much you've gotten back. It's been pretty good. Colts at Steelers. This is a fun, fun game. This should be on the four square today for sure. Right now, I believe J.J. Watt just tweeted it out on X, formerly Twitter. 35 degrees, going to be 55 by kickoff. Sunny, perfect football weather over there in Pittsburgh. I'm a little bit similar to here right now. Of course, Chiefs play today at 325 over in Buffalo at Orchard Park. Calvin Austin is a desperation start. Nothing out of the ordinary as far as this matchup's concerned, though. Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, you can maybe give them a desperation start, but again, nothing out of the ordinary here. Broncos at Texans. This is a very erratic Broncos offense. Bo Nix is unpredictable, but has been good in fourth quarters. He's made up for a lot of his slow starts, right? But this is a low-scoring game, in my opinion. I believe this is the lowest over-under of the day. Last time I checked, it was 39.5. I believe that's the lowest of the day. We can double-check that. It's got to be bottom three. I mean, it is. There's not a lot of points. Listen, the Broncos, top five offense. Frankly, the Texans might be a top five offense. These are two great defenses. Excuse me. Thank you, Buster. That's all you. Top five defense and another top five probably defense in the league right now. So I consider benching Bo Nix today. I know he's been good, but if you've got another quarterback, this is a game where I could see you being scared at halftime. I really could. I think this is a lower scoring game. And he's had bad games against good defenses all season.
His receivers also haven't helped him very much
either. I agree.
There's been a ton of drop passes, and frankly, I mean, I don't know what to make of this Broncos offense. One week they're putting up 40, but yeah. It's against a bad defense, and then the next week they put up 13. It's been a very weird season for the Broncos.
Yeah, it's been erratic, and I mean, you look at it like they have not performed well against the better teams, and I mean, even against the teams that aren't good. I mean, the Jets, they beat 13-11. I don't care that it was in London. It's the Jets. It was 13-11. It took 33 fourth quarter points to beat the Giants at home. You could look at it the other side. Oh, well, they scored 30 points in the fourth. Dude, they couldn't score for three quarters against the Giants at home. That is troubling. Yes, they put 44 on the worst defense in the NFL last week in the Cowboys at home. Eagles, offense wasn't great against the Eagles. They put up 21 points. Right? I mean, even Titans week one wasn't great. So I'm skeptical about this offense, and I'm skeptical about playing Bo Nix today at Houston. Bears at Bengals. Roma Dunze saved his season last week. He was on panic watch because the last previous 4 weeks before week eight was abysmal, right? There was just not a lot to go off of. His first read target rate dropped drastically, and then it went back up last week to where we saw it in the first month of the season or so. Had over 100 yards last week. Caleb Williams, he could maybe play his way back into a lineup this week. This is kind of a last chance for him. You've got to play Ja'Marr Chase for the Bengals, but that's kind of it. Chase Brown with Jake Browning this season and half PPR. Jake Browning played weeks 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is Chase Brown's stats, or points rather, in those weeks in half PPR. 7.5, 4, 8.6, 8.3. He's a flex at best, and it's low end with Jake Browning. From what we've seen, it's 4 week sample size. It's been a few weeks since then. Chase Brown looked really good with Joe Flacco. Maybe they've altered a little bit of the offense and have some easy reads, some easy passes for Jake Browning to get going that are meant for Chase Browning. That's a chance. Browning to Browning, right? It should be, or Chase Browning to Brown, right? It should be that connection. But it hasn't been. The 4 weeks that we saw it, again, 7.5, 4, 8.6, 8.3 in weeks 2 through 5 with Jake Browning. T. Higgins, I don't think I can today. Mustard, are you starting T. Higgins today?
No, I mean, you have to start Ja'Marr Chase if you have him.
Yep.
But T. Higgins, if you have better options, go for it. I mean, Browning, yep. I mean, maybe he learned something from Flacco. Hey, throw to your two guys that you've paid a lot of money for. But other than that, I mean, Browning's looked terrible.
He's looked awful. Again, you have to start Ja'Marr Chase, but yeah, I'm with Mustard on this one. T. Higgins, I'd steer clear if you can. Panthers at Packers. Packers are the third best team against the run this season, but I still can't not play Rico Dowdle. The way that he has emerged as the guy for the Panthers this last month or so has been awesome. Chuba Hubbard, I'm not playing him this week to juxtapose that take. I told you could play him last week because there was a chance a touchdown could save his day. I feel less, you know, strongly about that this week. Jordan Love quietly having an incredible season. He's one of my guys. He's a smash. The Panthers are one of the worst. I think they're actually the worst team at pressure rate, at pressuring the quarterback. And Love has just been the epitome of efficiency, accuracy. He's got a 0.9 interception rate. He's got a 70% completion percentage. Jordan Love is efficient. He's accurate. He just doesn't have those huge moments, I guess. He hasn't had a playoff moment to speak of. So I feel like he had a great playoff run 2 years ago. Like, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if he had a play. I don't know what it is. I just feel like, not for me. I picked Jordan Love to win MVP last year. I was wrong, but I love Jordan Love. I just feel like people don't talk about him right now. He's having an amazing season. You want to be a part of this offense. You really do. Christian Watson's a guy you could play in deeper leagues. Feels like he's our, like, 1 week, he was that guy. We talked about Matthew Golden. I'm not there. And Tet McMillan, possible flex for the Panthers. But other than that, it's him and Rico. Seems about right to me. Let's get over to the 3 o'clock games. Man, this is so funny. The NFL has a funny sense of humor. Chiefs Bills today, 3:25. You can listen to live starting coverage at noon with Josh Briscoe for the Chiefs pre-game show. JB Linkley will lead you 10 until noon on After Hours. Then, of course, Josh Briscoe will take over for the Chiefs Radio Network pre-game show and post-game show after the game, but he'll lead you right into Mitch Holtis, Dane and Hughes, and over on the sidelines with our guy, Josh Klingler. All the action right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City Chiefs. The NFL knows that this is the big game, right? Chiefs at Buffalo Bills. 3 3 o'clock games, as they usually do, right? Which is so stupid. But not only that, these are the other 3 o'clock games, right? So you got Chiefs at Bills. The others are Saints at Rams and Jags at Raiders. Wah, wah, wah. Like, this is, they have made it so you are not going to watch another football game. The Saints are going to get trounced. And Jags at Raiders, come on. If I had my life savings on that game, I still couldn't find myself interested. It's a wet fart of a game. Chiefs at Bills is the matchup. So I'm not wasting my breath on Saints, Rams, Jags at Raiders. If you have questions about that matchup, if you have questions about guys on your lineup for those games, make sure you text in to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. The last 20 minutes of the show or so are dedicated to you. 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. Chiefs and Bills, listen, you never know with this one what's going to happen. We've talked about it ad nauseum, and we still are just going to be wrong, right? That's the way this matchup always, always, always goes. But I know one thing. The Chiefs are going to look good offensively. I know that. Juju and Brown, I think they got to be no-goes as far as flexes, as far as plays, right? They had that 3 or 4 or 5 week period where the offense started to get going without Rashee Rice back yet. But now that Rashee Rice is back, he's eaten up the targets and the snap percentage, both, right? Both Juju and Hollywood have had snap percentages the last 2 weeks in the 30s, like 35 to 38, kind of 34 to 30, like in that range, both Juju and Hollywood Brown. So they're touchdown dependent at best. Juju had 2 targets each of the last 2 weeks. I think he each had 2 catches the last 2 weeks as well. So like, he'll catch his targets, but you're hoping one of them's a 40-yard touchdown kind of thing. That's where you're at with Juju. That's where you're at with Hollywood Brown. I'd give more hope to Hollywood Brown to turn that around. There's a possibility that he could have maybe been under the weather last week. There's talks of that, so who knows really what happened with this last week. But either way, the last 2 weeks, not promising for Hollywood Brown owners. Kareem Hunt, definitely a play. Isaiah Pacheco, not going to play today for Kansas City. And then Breshad Smith, as I said earlier, is a stash. James Cook, Josh Allen, don't have to tell you anything about that. Khalil Shakir is a play. Keon Coleman, I already told you a couple weeks ago, I think you have to cut him. He can't be on your team right now. And there's really no one else to speak of. Dalton Kincaid, you could give him a play. But it's hard. You don't know whether it's going to be a Dawson Knox day or a Dalton Kincaid day. And it's a little frustrating there. I think Kincaid would be the play. He's done better than Dawson Knox in past years against Kansas City specifically. But I think Kincaid's the play.
Kincaid also lines up as a wide receiver more than Knox does. So he gives you that split out, maybe on the opposite side of the Chiefs stars at corners, and kind of able to work the one-on-one matchups.
Yeah. When he was drafted, he was talked about being like the new Travis Kelce type archetype wide receiver, right? He can line up in the slot, line up by, like Mustard said, sort of a wide receiver at tight end. They're still hoping that to come to full fruition, but he's been a top 12 tight end as far as statistics are concerned this season. Seahawks at Commanders, Sunday Night Football. Bill Merritt is not an auto play anymore. That's for damn sure. I'd hesitate to play him this week. Debo, especially with Terry being out, is obviously a play. Jaden Daniels against the Seahawks. Listen, if you have a better option, I would do it, because Jaden Daniels hasn't been necessarily himself from last season, and the Seahawks have an awesome, awesome, awesome offense. And then Monday Night Football, Cardinals at Cowboys. Not much to speak of there. I'd say play Cardinals, but there's no one that I'd really want you to play. The Cowboys defense sucks, but Jacoby Brissett, I think, is going to play. They said,
yeah, I think they officially have ruled out Murray.
Okay. Because last night, for a second, it was, we'll find a role for Murray, but Brissett's going to be the QB. It was like, what the hell's going on? Find a role? So yeah, I think it's going to be Brissett. I'd steer clear from a lot of that. But if you've got more questions about those couple of matchups that I didn't get to, now's your time. It's start or sit. Brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. We've got 20 more minutes of fantasy football Sunday. They're all about you. Text in to the J Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. Mustard has been jotting down all of your questions throughout the duration of the show. And if you've got more, if you've got questions that you haven't asked yet, get to it. Because after the break, I'm going to be answering all of them right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Start or sit.
That's right. Dedicated to you. It's start or sit right here on Fantasy Football Sunday, live with Jacob Mustard and myself, Mac Morey, for the next 18 minutes of the show. That's brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. If you want to be a part of it, text in 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. Mustard has been jotting down all of your questions so graciously throughout the whole show, and I'm going to answer them as best as I can. So is Mustard. He's going to help me out when I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That's most of the time. Let's get to it. T. Higgins or Nico Collins? I already said it. These are actually two matchups that I... Not matchups. T. Higgins, an offense right now that I don't want to be a part of. Nico Collins, a matchup that I don't want to be a part of. If you're a part of this Broncos-Texans matchup, I'd proceed with caution. I believe this is going to be a low-scoring game. There's not going to be a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns in this Texans-Broncos game. With that said, I trust C.J. Stroud way more than I trust Drake Browning. So I got to go with Nico Collins here. Next one, I need two. Xavier Worthy, Keenan Allen, Marvin Harrison, and Kraft or Ferguson. Okay, so you need two. Xavier Worthy, Keenan Allen, Marvin Harrison. I'd go Keenan and Xavier, and then I'd go Ferguson. You can always go Kraft too, but I'm just going to go with the catches and the consistency. I know the last couple weeks have been weird. Tucker Kraft's a better player. He's a better tight end. But I think fantasy-wise, I think I'd go Jake Ferguson. Caleb Williams or Jackson Dart, we talked about it. I'd go Dart because of the rushing upside. Michael Pittman Jr. or Christian Watson? Ceiling Watson, but I think you've got to stick with Pittman today. Again, a fun matchup there at noon between the Colts and the Steelers. And the Steelers just have a pitiful, pitiful defense. So I'd go with Michael Pittman there. Kittle or Warren? I'm going to go... I think... This is always how my brain works, right? So ceiling is no doubt Kittle, but the floor, I think I'm going to go with Warren. Because honestly, the floor is Warren, but frankly, the ceiling could be too. Warren could have the best tight end day every week. So I think you got to stick with Tyler Warren. He's the best tight end in fantasy football. Don't overthink this. I know George Kittle's going to have a good day today too, but I'm going to go Tyler Warren. What do you think, Mustard? Is that crazy?
No, I like it. Ride the hot hand. Yeah. I mean, first week back, there's also a chance Kittle puts up a goose egg. He's known for doing that.
Yes.
He's known for ending the season as a top five fantasy option with four different weeks of 0 points.
Because there's just days where Shanahan and him go, okay, we're going to run the ball today. You're an extra lineman. And Kittle knows that going into the game. And then after the game, they're like, sorry, guys. I only ran one route today. Start Bijan or sit against a good defense coming off a dismal performance last week. I don't know who you'd sit him for. You never sit Bijan. Kendrick Bourne or Kayshon Booty for a flex spot. Booty. I'd go Kayshon Booty. Start one, Jacoby Myers, Troy Flanken, or Kroski Merritt. We didn't talk about Jacoby Myers today. I'd keep him on your rosters if you were thinking about cutting him, because I think he's going to get traded. That is my prediction. Trade deadline Tuesday afternoon at some point in the next couple of days. I believe Jacoby Myers will be on a new roster. With that said, floor, Kroski Merritt, ceiling, Troy Franklin. I'm not starting Jacoby Myers today. Kareem Hunt, Booty, or Josh Downs in the flex. Kareem Hunt. Starting Kareem Hunt today. He's going to be the starting running back. And frankly, he's looked better than Isaiah Pacheco the past few weeks anyways. He's gotten more run too, which is not the way the beginning of the season went. But Hunt has been in around 50% of the time, 60% of the time. That's going to now increase with Pacheco's absence. Drake May or Josh Allen? I'd go Josh. Playing the Chiefs today. It's a good defense. It's tough. Mustard, that's your quarterback. What do you think?
I mean, I'm biased, so I'm starting Drake May against the Falcons defense.
I think you're right, though. It's at home, too.
It's the matchups. If the Bills weren't playing the Chiefs, I'd say cool your horses.
Yeah.
Don't ever start anybody above Josh Allen. But with the matchup, yeah, I would say Drake May.
Travion Henderson or Kenneth Walker? Go Travion Henderson today. He's the RB1. We've been waiting for this moment. If you've had Travion Henderson on your roster and you've been complaining and awaiting the moment that we've been discussing, which is today, like where he's going to get the time, you can't not play him. Like, come on, you've got to start him. Nico or Wandale Robinson? I assume you mean Collins? Nico Collins. Daniel Jones or Stafford? Rams got that 3 o'clock matchup that we all hate, right? It's the Saints at home. My only fear is that it goes into a running script, but I'd start Daniel Jones, honestly. Brock Bowers, Addison, or Sutton? What do you think here? I'm leaning Addison right now.
Yeah, I mean, Bowers, we don't know with the injury.
Exactly.
And Geno Smith
there's too
has
much
looked...
there's too many question marks.
But Bowers in the one game he played was the safety blanket. So I see that. I do. Addison's quarterback is questionable. Like, we don't know what's going on
there.
It's
at home today, too. And it's against the Jags. It's not like the Jags. It's just a bad game. It's not like the Jags are a great defense or anything. Listen, if you think Bowers is going to look healthier today, he's obviously the play. Like, we wouldn't be talking about this, right, if it weren't for the health. So you know what? Screw it. Give it a shot. Bowers is on your roster. He's playing today. You kind of have to give him a chance. You would be too upset if you didn't play him, I guess. I think that's a good way to think about it. Make sure you're texting in your questions, 913-586-7965. That is the number to be a part of the show and have me best and Mustard best answer your questions, 913-586-7965. I love this from the 615. Go Vols, by the way, even though tough loss last night. Pancakes, waffles, or French toast? Start, bench, cut. all these are great, but I'm going to start pinch cut you here. I'm cutting the French toast. I'm starting pancakes and I'm benching waffles. And it's close. And it is close. Those are all three smash city. But that's where I'm headed right now. Mustard, what say you?
I would go start pancakes, bench waffles, cut French toast.
So we're in the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Same three. There it is. Yeah. And waffles, pancakes is tough. Like, I love a good waffle, but give me a pancake, baby. Damn. Now I want, like, I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. Okay. Quentin Johnston or Deebo Samuel? I think you got to go Deebo today. Quentin Johnston, though, it is your last week to give him a play, but man, it's been a rough month for him. I'm going Deebo Samuel. Parker Washington or Diggs? I'd go Diggs. Dowdle or Charbonnet? I'd go Rico Dowdle. Well, yeah. No, I would. I think I would. I think I'd ride that hot hand. But Charbonnet against the Commanders is a little bit spicy, but I'm going to go Rico Dowdle. Ash Ngenchi or Travis Etienne, and then Darnold or Daniels. Let's go Darnold, and then let's go... I think Etienne. I don't know. You could go either way on that. They're playing each other, obviously. Go with Genty. Why not? Go with Genty. They're going to give him the ball more. I imagine this is a day for the Raiders. If you can't tell, I'm struggling to read what to do with the Raiders players right now just because I don't know who's going to get the ball. I don't know who's actually healthy. I think Jacoby Myers is going to get traded. A lot's in flux over there in Las Vegas that I don't know how to read. So I'm sorry if I'm struggling with those ones. Mac Hollins or Leggett? Leggett. May or Dart, Olave or Mazda Marv. Let's go.
Yeah, I would say May and Olave. Yeah, are you on that same thought train?
I was about to say, I was definitely on Olave. I was hesitant just with the May and Dart just because of the rushing upside, but you're right. I think with the matchup today, you're right. Drake May, Chris Olave. Let's be safe there and go that direction, Texter. Start Hunt or Jacobs today? I think you've probably got to stick with Josh Jacobs. Listen, like, Kareem Hunt, awesome. He's going to be the RB1, but I'm still a Josh Jacobs, what, RB8 on the season?
Well, I think it's more because Jacobs has been dealing with a hamstring issue and he was limited. So, I'm in the same boat. I have Jacobs and I don't really have anybody to bench him for. So I'm kind of just riding with him and hoping that the game plan works. But it is definitely a concern of his health and how much they're going to use him. And if they get up big, you're not going to see Jacobs.
It's fair. No, that's fair. The getting up big part is actually, I haven't thought about the game script, which usually that is kind of the way I lean. So I like that take there. That's why we've got Mustard here, man. He keeps me grounded. He brings me back. Listen. Josh Jacobs has been injured before this season and has played really well and has played a lot. So we do have some track record of this, but I would go with Josh Jacobs still for that reason because of the track record. But I get that, honestly, this is the hardest question of the day because Kareem Hunt will be in the game a lot and there's a good chance he gets a touchdown. Like, if I was betting who gets a touchdown, I think I'd bet Kareem Hunt before Josh Jacobs today, which is why I lean maybe also Kareem Hunt. This is a tough one. One of the tougher ones of the season. Honestly, that's all I can give you, man. One of Chuba Hubbard, RJ Harvey, or Keon Coleman. Definitely not Keon Coleman. RJ Harvey, honestly. RJ Harvey. Matt Stafford or Aaron Rodgers, PPR. Doesn't affect those guys, but Stafford. Kittle or Gadsden? This is a tough one. Gadsden, what a revelation. Legitimately a revelation. Which you talk about Quentin Johnston, his decline, that is directly related to Aronde Gadsden. No question in my mind. So I'd go Kittle, but it is close. I mean, the tight ends are such a just dart throw, man. They really are. Again, I'm worried about the Chargers Titans too, just being a running script. Yeah, let's go Kittle, but I don't love it. Flex spot. Stephon Diggs or Chuba Hubbard. Let's go Diggs. James Cook or Kenneth Walker. James Cook. James Cook for sure. Jameson Williams or Christian Watson. I'm going Watson, dude. I'm kind of big on Christian Watson right now. I think he's going to be a part of that offense. I think we kind of forgot how good he is when he's actually healthy. He might be their best wide receiver. He might actually be the best wide receiver on the Green Bay Packers. So that might be it. Addison or Parker Washington. I mean, we got a couple Parker Washington questions today, which I'm surprised at. I'm pleased to hear that you guys are in on Parker Washington and have done your due diligence. It makes me proud because I haven't really gotten to talk about him a lot. If you're like, who the hell is that? He's wide receiver slash a return guy for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's been in the league for just a couple of years, but really this has kind of been his breakout season. I still would go with Addison. Do I start Brian Thomas over Kraft, Charbonnet, Dobbins, Bill, Diggs, or Hunt? Jeez. Just give me your whole team, why don't you, texture? I'll get to that later. Brian Thomas or Travion Henderson? Let's go Henderson. Genty, Tyron Tracy, Kareem Hunt, or Travis Etienne? I'd start Tracy and Kareem Hunt, I think. I think I would. I think I'd go that direction. And then let's go pick two, Davante Adams, Keenan Allen, and also only a couple more minutes. So 913-586-7965. That is the number to get your questions in. Please, I want to answer them. We only got a couple more minutes. So 913-586-7965. Do I start Brian Thomas over Tucker Kraft, Zach Charbonnet, J.K. Dobbins, Bill Diggs, or Hunt? Ever since we had that one question about Kareem Hunt, I'm kind of now like, maybe Kareem Hunt is a play because I've got him on one of my teams too. And I'm like, damn, do I need to relook at this? Kareem Hunt will be a play today. I'm definitely off of Brian Thomas. I'm kind of starting Hunt or J.K. Dobbins out of those guys, to be honest, Texter. And then pick two, Davante Adams, Keenan Allen, Xavier Worthy. I think Xavier Worthy has a good day today, and I also go Davante Adams. I'd go those two there in that direction. Josh Allen or Jared Goff from the 913. Josh Allen. This is going to be... Listen, we know what this matchup brings. We know what it is. These guys bring out the best in each other. This is the number one or number two quarterback in all of the NFL, and it is going to be a hell of a barn burner today. That game's at 325 over in Buffalo at Orchard Park. Josh Briscoe goes live at noon for the Chiefs Radio Network pregame show. He'll then, of course, be joined by Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, and Josh Klingler. Until then, you've got Logan Weber with you live for the next 2 hours on After Hours, starting in 5 minutes, live until high noon. Guys, thank you so much. This was fantastic. This was so much fun. I had a wonderful Sunday. I hope all of you did as well. Tell your dog, tell your cat, tell your lizard, tell whatever you got hello, and that I said, go Chiefs. If you've got any questions, MacJMorey25 on Twitter. That's Mac like the burger, MacJMorey25 on Twitter. I'll answer any and all of your questions. Thank you so much. Stay locked in to 96.5 The Fan. I appreciate you all, and go Chiefs.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.